Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave it. nation, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout.
Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, mighty Lord, mighty, mighty God, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, mighty Jehoshua. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. My apology. Praise you, Lord. I hope everyone can hear me fine tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Well, shalom, shalom. My brother, my sister, welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, brother in Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful to the Lord. Amen. He is so good. He is so awesome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. As I'm getting ready tonight to bring the message, hallelujah, I'm going through the book of Jeremiah because that's where I'm going to be tonight. Because I believe what Jeremiah and the people of Israel went through before they got invaded by the king of Babylon, America is going through the same timing, my brother and sister, the same things, same event. It's as I'm getting it ready. I remember sister sharing on YouTube earlier, and she said, I put on another video, and she's there in the USA under siege. She says in this title of this message, which I wanted to play this message before I go into the Word of God, and then share the dream and the revelation, my brother and sister, because this is all, hallelujah, goes hand to hand together. So let's hear what the Lord revealed to her, my brother and sister. I'll be back.
Hello, everyone. I am back with one more video for today under this series of videos. And for those that know me know that usually this is very not normal for me, because I usually don't get on here and make that many videos quickly. However, the Lord has commissioned me to do it very seriously, very urgently. So I am doing what he has asked me to do with no questions. As with everything, and I've always usually said this in just about every video, you go to the Lord in prayer. You take all the words that I've said or visions or what anybody else has said, and you ask the Lord about them. Take them to the Spirit. Don't just accuse or falsely claim or slander or falsely assume. I'm going to be talking about those things. The Lord brought that up to me about how people falsely assume things about others. Be very careful with your word. Be very careful with what you type on the keyboard. Because when we all stand before God and this comes up and that comes up and this is another thing, we're going to all be very embarrassed, ashamed, regretful, and there won't be anything we can do about it then. It will be too late. So please, people, I'm just advising you to be very careful we walk as God's people. We walk as ambassadors, and our actions and our attitude and the way we display ourselves is very watched, whether we know it or not. People are watching. And as the days grow worse and they grow more evil, more people are going to be watching, and especially when things really take hold of the world and the nations. People are definitely going to be looking. And the thing about that is these people could well be taken advantage of, because they're not really, they're going to look for the truth, but because of the chaotic times and things, there's not going to be a lot of time to really stand around, look, and search. There won't be all this.
Thank you, Yeshua. Praise you, Yahshua. So I'll play it back later on. But it's the Lord did confirm to her where things are, how things are going about, my brother and sister. So praise you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. Everything is unfolding. Again, when I said to the Lord last week that what's happening with Russia, what happened, like it happened in the past, they came to the table and nothing came about again. He says, not this time, Jesus said to me. Because once he said it's over for us, second of all, my brother and sister, the soul that were in those body of those soldiers, I mean the Russians and even the Ukrainians or Ukraine people, and the U.S. soldier, a lot of them mostly vaccinated, since those souls are removed, now what you got is a demon in their body. What do you think they're going to do? So we're in a different time with a totally different situation, my brother and sister. I know a lot of people are patriots of their country. They love their country. Amen. And we all can say the same. We love this nation. God has blessed this nation, but it's time that it is the end. It is the end. I'm trying to keep my opinion out of all of this and just say what the Lord has says and go into the word, because the people in the time of Jeremiah find themselves in the same situation, and it was so difficult to the prophet to speak to these people. Now, thank you, Lord. Let me go into the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, mighty Lord. Jeremiah 38:17. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, which was the king during that time. He was the king of Israel, Zedekiah. Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, if you go out and surrender to the officer of the king of Babylon, then you will live and the city will not be burned with fire. And you and your household will live. Okay? This was in a specific message from the Lord to King Zedekiah, my brother and sister. It was up to him and his general to receive this message of God. Now, what happened? If they receive it, God said, the city will not be burned with fire, okay? And you and your household will live. My brother and sister, this nation find themselves in the same situation. But pride is getting in the way of so many people here, a government, the military. And people are going to look back and say, Brother Elvie, if we would have just listened to what God has to say through your program, okay? I am sure of this. I am sure of this. About 10 years ago, the Lord took me into the near future of America. Russian's army has taken over this country. The people here in America were like in FEMA camps. But the soldier that had the weapon keeping them together were Russian soldiers. My brother and sister, And to me, that was shocking. I cry like a baby. How the mighty have fallen is not my desire, and I'm sure anyone listening, my brother and sister, okay? Russia and China have prepared for so long for this. They made sure the weapon had exceeded the U.S. weapons before they can say it is time. Now, it's all in God's timing. We know. We know this. It's all in God's timing. Our enemy cannot say we will just invade the country. It doesn't happen that way. It's all in God's timing. People like the children of Israel, my brother and sister, will have to fall in disobedience and sin. Okay? Jeremiah 3, the polluted land, from the Amplified Bible. That is to say, if a man divorces his wife and she goes away from him and become another man's wife, will he return to her again? Of course not. Will not the land where such a thing happened be completely desecrated? But you rebel against me, and you are a prostitute with many lovers, the Lord is speaking. Yet you turn to me, saith the Lord. Lift your eyes to the barren sky and see. Where have you not been violated? You say by the royal waiting eagerly. I'm sorry, you sat by the royal waiting eagerly. For then those men made gods, like an Arab tribe men who wait to attack the desert, and you have desecrated the land where your vile prostitution and your wickedness, disobedient to God. Therefore, the shower has been withheld, and there have been no spring or rain, yet you have forehead appearance of a prostitute. You refuse to be shamed. You refuse to be shamed. Were you not just now call out to me? My father, where the guide and the companion of my youth? Will he be angry forever? Will he be indignant to the end? Behold, you have spoken, and you have done all these evil things. You could, and you have had your way, and have carried out your wickedness. God is saying to the nations. Moreover, the Lord said to me in this day of Josiah, the king of Judah, have you seen what the fatherless Israel has done? How she went up on every high hill, under every green tree, and there she was a prostitute. And I thought after she has done all these things, she will return to me. But she did not return. And her treacherous, faithless sister Judah saw it. And I saw, even though Judah knew, for all that act of adultery and idolatry of the fatherless Israel, I, the Lord, have sent her away and given her a certificate of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah was not afraid, but she went and there was a prostitute following after her idol. Because of the treacherousness of Israel, prostitution, her immorality mattered little to her. She just desecrated the land and committed adultery with idol and stone and trees. Yet in spite of all her treachery, sister Judah did not return to me with her whole heart, but rather blasphemed the session. She merely pretended of an obedience to King Josiah reform, declared the Lord. And the Lord said to me, fatherless Israel, prove herself less guilty than treachery Judah, a land of renegades. So, and proclaim these words toward the north, where the 10th tribe has been taken captive, and say, return, fatherless Israel, saith the Lord. I will now look up to your anger, who are gracious and merciful, saith the Lord, and will not be angry forever. Only understand fully and acknowledge your wickedness and guilt. Hallelujah. That you have revealed transgress against the Lord your God, and has scattered your favor among the stranger under every green tree, and have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Return, O ye fatherless children of the 12 tribes, saith the Lord. I am a master and a husband to you. I will take you, not as a nation, but individually, one from city to from a tribal family, and I will bring you to Zion. So not as a nation, verse 13 here, of Jeremiah 3, God said, okay, it's not that we will be great again, my brother and sister. It's that now individually, God says in the Amplified Bible, he wants people to return back to him and their personal relationship with him. It's what he's asking people. It's what he's asking the people of this nation, my brother and sister. Because they find themselves today in a very difficult position. And if people don't return to God now, if they don't repent, the sword is going to cut them out. Simply. My brother and sister, he's putting out the last voice. And then people, he told them, be quiet. Don't speak anymore. They've been to rebellions. My brother and sister, very few of us are speaking from God in the last days. I told the people a few weeks ago, when he tells me be quiet, I'll be quiet. Because it's when he says so. And some of his servants, he has said, be quiet already in America. Don't speak to them anymore. They've been rebellion to me. They have rejected my word. And when it comes to that time, my brother and sister, judgment is in the horizon. It's like right here. My brother and sister, righteous not backing away, not backing up. My brother and sister, you got to pray about that. They're not backing up. They reconfirmed their alliance with China. So it's going to get them moving forward. What's going to happen is going to happen, and there is no going back. Will they end up using nuclear weapon? Yes, they will. Eventually, and it may be closer than ever. That's where everything is heading, my brother and sister. Okay? When God warned his people through Jeremiah, his prophet, about the king of Babylon coming over the land and taking over the land and burning down the city, God is not a man that he will lie. He warned them here to repent. My brother and sister, he warned them. And yes, later on, God will destroy Russia and China. That's, you know, as he did to Babylon, when they ended up destroying them. He rises a nation, he brings them down, and then, because he's in control. Then at the final time where I give you spirit of shepherd after my own heart. See the plan of God with his people? Who will feed you with knowledge and true understanding? This is what we bring, his truth, his knowledge, his wisdom, his true understanding. I know we're not likable when we speak the way we speak. I had so many people in this past week come against me. We're not likable when we speak this way. But what happened if we choose to be fine with the people, okay, have a great friendship and relationship with them, and put aside what the Lord is saying, what he has shown to us. No, it is not for us to do such a thing, but to be obedient to the Lord. Everything is in his hand. Whatever he's going to do, he's going to do. My brother and sister, our concern are the soul that are lost, the people that are backsliding. The unvaccinated one, because the vaccinated one already made their choice. They know where they are. A lot of you don't know where they are, but they know where they are, and they wish to get out. You know, the vaccine looks so simple. You just inject it in your arm, and you go your way, they thought. And two demon came, grabbed them by the hand and took them out of their body and walked away. Where are you taking me? I want to go back to my body. No, you had your time. And where they are, they're not happy at all. They're not happy. They're very thirsty and hungry. And before, they used to get on the cart and go eat in any restaurant. They had great job, great income. And their money, someone else is enjoying it. Their house, someone else is enjoying it. The beautiful car, someone else is enjoying it. And their family don't even notice they're missing. This is the most difficult part. This is the most difficult part. Your friends, your family, your country don't know you're missing. Try to put that together. Explain that to people. That your own family is missing and you don't even know where they are, what they're going through, how difficult it is for them. My brother and sister, they're not missed. They're not missed at all. No one misses them. No one knows they're gone. The demon that they put in their body has their feeling and their knowledge. All their knowledge since they were little. All their college, high school, grammar school knowledge, they have that. The demon have that. All their feeling and emotion, they have that. And they can speak to the other family like if it was that other person. But if you go deep in with them, as you know your family, you find out that's not. Let me tell you what the Lord allowed me to go through this week. One of my brother-in-law who got vaccinated came to visit me in North Carolina. And he likes to come and play with my children. Play with my daughter, Dina. Dinah, as I call her. And he says, I'll be back with her. And took off. I said, wait a minute. Where, my wife and I, you know, it's been a few minutes where they went. He said he'll be back and we don't know where he is. He had disappeared with our daughter, Dina. And I said to my wife, don't worry, I'm going to go find him. As I'm going to look for him, I'm praying to the Lord. Lord, where is he? Where is he where my daughter, Lord? Lord, guide me where they are. And the Lord began to tell me where he went with our daughter. And I head that way. When I'm getting there, I'm getting off my car, and I see him. And I said, where's my daughter? Why do you take my daughter this way? You're supposed to be her uncle. And he says, you know I'm in this body, his body, but you know it's me. Why are you questioning me? He says to me, you know very well that I'm in this body. The demon is talking to me through him. You know very well that I'm in this body. He says, and you know very well that this is not my body, that I'm not him. Shalom, Brother Miguel. He says to me, you know I'm not him, Elvi. Why are you questioning me? He says to me. And I'm standing there thinking of this revelation the Lord has given me about them. And he's talking to me as the demon, not as the person that was in the body, as the new demon that is occupying that body. My brother and sister, stunned there, surprised. He took her to this house like planning to prostitute my little girl who's about to be four. And I said, I'm growing my daughter. I'm out of here. My brother and sister. But the thief, John 10:10, come to steal, Jesus said, kill and destroy. That's the devil. Those are these demons. You have no idea that they know whom they are. And the Lord wanted to reveal this to me. I woke up out of my bed. You can imagine as a father, you know, and the Lord allowed me to have this experience so real. So real. He did take her, But the Lord told me exactly where he went. The Lord spoke to me and told me exactly where to go. Because I said, Lord, please, I don't know where he is. I don't know where he went with my daughter. Will you reveal me? Will you guide me? And the Lord says, I will. I will guide you there. So the Lord was my GPS. Take me where he was with my daughter, where he took my daughter to this house, where they have stolen other children and taken them to. You know that the percentage of children being stolen now in the United States, this was an experience that the Lord was giving me this week. The percentage of children being stolen in the United States, according to the media, have risen so high, it's unspeakable, my brother and sister, now in the United States. After people got vaccinated, most of the people, some stay after 90% got vaccinated. Children are being lost. And the Lord took me in the spirit to this hour here, taking my daughter, and we're filled with other children stolen by them. Okay? It's skyrocketing on missing children. Exactly. As we speak it here in the United States, these vaccinated, these demons that are in this body are stealing people's children. Especially those that are not vaccinated, to take it to the special place they have, okay, where they can protect them according to them. They can, and I knew it was for prostitution, stealing the, my brother and sister, it's hard, it's difficult. But I went for my daughter and I asked the Lord. He says, I'll guide you there, the Lord says to me, just go. And he was, take a right, take a left. And he was guiding me there, took me directly where he took her. There was not enough time for them to do anything to her, my brother and sister. But what the Lord was revealing to me is that these houses that are stolen children that the police cannot find here that are happening in the United States is they that are vaccinated, that have a demon, that's what those demons do. These demons are demons that have been thousands of years locked up in hell. And they've been released now on those vaccinated to invade those bodies. And they are professional on stealing children. And they're out and about our nation, the world, stealing children with the purpose you cannot even imagine. They want to corrupt the earth. They did it in the times of Noah. They did it in the times of Law. It's being repeated again. The same demon in the times of Noah that were locked up, same demon in the times of Law that were locked up, they're loose right now through the vaccine the people have chosen to take that will murder fight their DNA. Someone says to me, where you got this idea that the vaccine modified the DNA? There is no such a thing, someone says to me. There's no such a thing, they say. And I said, go to the Moderna, the Pfizer pages, websites, and read it for yourself. Go ahead and read it for yourself. CDC has the information. Okay? My brother and sister, they modify your DNA. So why do someone will contact me saying this? Why do people have this argument online that it doesn't modify? Even some doctors are coming out saying that it doesn't modify your DNA. BG not deceived. The information, they can change it now, though. Pfizer and Moderna can change that word, modify your DNA to another word and get more people confused and deceived. BG not deceived. They are doing so. They are doing so. It's wicked what's happening, my brother and sister. It's evil. It is evil. And as the day goes forward, they get worse. They're stealing children. They're stealing children. Someone had mentioned this to me. I saw people talking about this, but I didn't have information about it. Not that the Lord showed it to me. I am stunned. I am shocked. I'm glad he did. My brother and sister, it's tremendous what's happening. It will be in those days when you have repented and multiplied and increased in the land. Say the Lord that they will no longer say the ark of the covenant of the Lord. It will not come to mind. So the Lord wants to change people, wants to get people to turn to him and repent. but it's after them. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 4, if you will return, O Israel, saith the Lord, if you will return to me, if you put away your detestable things and remove your man-made gods from my side, and not stray a waver. This is what God is asking people. Because what's in the midst of the nation, what is in the midst of people's heart is not of God. They're idol. And God is saying, if you will repent, O Israel, if you will repent, O America, if you will repent, he's speaking to the nation, if you will repent, because a lot of people are listening, maybe in Germany, and they're saying, oh, brother, are we speaking to America tonight? No. If you will repent, O Germany, or France, or Spain, or Colombia, Venezuela, Mexico, Australia, if you will repent, listen, because everyone will take part in the destruction. Okay? Everyone will have part in the destruction. And so who will escape in those days, God says? My brother and sister, it's a question. Nuclear weapon is nothing to be playing with. It's not a game. The media talks about it like it's nothing. They have no idea what a nuclear weapon can do. And once one is launched, or three or four, and they see the destruction, if they are alive to tell the story, they will get an idea of how evil and wicked it is. If you swear your oath as the Lord lives in true injustice and righteousness, then the nation will bless themselves in him, and in him they will be glory. For this is what the Lord says to the men of Judah and to Jerusalem. Plow your uncultivated ground for a season, and do not sow among the thorn. So circumcise, dedicate, and sanctify yourself to the Lord, and remove the foreskin sins of your heart. Men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all else, my wrath will go forward like fire, consuming all that gets in the way. It will burn. There will be no one to quench it because of the evil acts. This is the power of a nuclear weapon. It goes on like an unquenchable fire, and it will consume everything in its way, my brother and sister. It's evil. It's wicked. He says, my wrath will go forward like fire, consuming all that gets in its way. That's a nuclear weapon right there. That's what a nuclear weapon does. It will consume everything in its way, building, house, car, anything. It will consume people standing before their bodies drop to the floor. They're consumed. You're talking about heat and the thousands of degrees, my brother and sister. Actually, because I used to work in this company where we used to make computer boards, stuff like that, and there were some board we had to put on this oven at 450 degrees, 1.9. The enemy attacked me through the machine, and the oven went up to, it was about 1,000 Fahrenheit, and it actually melted the board. They had to have a meeting with me. They said they were going to fire me, but God was with me, and they could not fire me. Are you listening? They had a meeting to fire me with three managers, and they could not fire me. One of the supervisors said, no, he's been doing a great job for us, even making for hundreds of thousands of dollars in his 8-hour shift, and sometimes he does twice. To God, they're not allowed, because of God who, hallelujah. And that night, I will put a metal core in it that could resist the heat, put the board on them, and after that, I closed that door, heavy steel door, so big that you can ride a hammer, an SUV into it. That's how big it was. And I had to close that door with machine. After I put everything in it, the door was open when I turned on the heat, and the door open, wide open. I was in front of that fire trying to turn it off. Not one hair in my body got burned. This is why I can testify I seen the power of God. I live in the power of God. God delivered me that night from the fire like Daniel. My supervisor came running. He turned pale because he didn't know what to expect. And I was fine. I was talking to him normal. I got scared for a minute, but I've been praying to the Lord. I was working overnight from 11 at night to 7 in the morning. And that week they had me working so many overtime, and I was falling asleep. I don't know how many days without sleep I had gone because they kept me working overtime. This is why this mistake happened. I didn't remember to close the door. I had put in all the computer board, and we had thousands of them all packed. And these were ready to send them to different places, the government, companies, and they were waiting for them. So it was thousands, I think it was $126,000 in board. Worth of it, but the Lord was with me like he was with Daniel. He delivered me from the fire, and he delivered me from getting fired for my job too. Praise the Lord. And that made me raise my voice, testifying to the people about the Lord. He is truly the God of the Bible. He is truly the God of Daniel. He delivered Daniel from the fire. He delivered me from the fire. My brother and sister, how can I not speak of his greatness, his mercy and love that endure forever? I could have been dead. The Lord God has said this to me. You know how many times you could have been dead? I deliver you from death, he says to me, several times. I've been a foolish child since I was little, getting myself in so many. When I drowned in that river, the Lord Jesus had to come and get my body out of the water. My brother, so many times he had done this because a lot of things we have no control, simply. But he has control of everything, as he has said to me, to my face, Father, and the Lord has said to me, I'm in control. I will not argue with that. Totally, he is in control, or I would have been dead. I would have been dead. My brother and sister, trusting the Lord is the best thing you and I can do. Jesus had looked to me in heaven and said, trust me. Say, we need to trust the Lord through all this. And if you are having problems trusting the Lord, get in fasting and pray and cry out to him and say, Lord, I want to trust you. Help me, Jesus. Help me to trust you, Jesus. Because sometimes it's easy to say it, but it's hard to live it. Because we have to live this life. It's an everyday thing. And every day we go through testing and trial, my brother and sister. But our spiritual life, our life with God depends on all this testing and trial. Because as long as God is putting us through the fire like he did with Daniel, allow him to go into the fire. But Daniel did not went there alone. God went there with him. And that's what he wants us to see and know. That, okay, let them rise. Let them come against the church. Let them plan against the church. God is with us. God is with us. Who can come against us? No one. My brother and sister. So all we need to do is trust the Lord through the process. If you're having a problem with trusting the Lord, a lot of people are having a problem with trust. Their trust been broken as a little child. Maybe the parent failed them. The family failed them. The system has failed them. And trusting is something that you grow into. Because you're supposed to learn that from your family. But if your father abandoned you when you were little, or your mother, or whatever happens to you as you were growing up, you know, the earth is full of that. So to say to someone, trust the Lord, it can be a bit difficult. My brother and sister. But if you trust the Lord, you will never be put to shame, the Bible says. Never. This is the good thing about the Lord, that you're not wasting your time. On the contrary, you are investing your time in best. And the best investment you can never do so. Every year of your life you give into the Lord, you will be rewarded. And it's the best invested. Because, hallelujah, let me tell you something. God is not calling you to live with him 100,000 years. God is calling you to live with him forever. And once he gives you that glorified body and you are with him, my brother and sister, no one can touch you. If you're trusting the Lord and you commit your life to him and you have the Holy Spirit, the seal of the Holy Spirit in your life, don't worry about COVID-19. Don't worry about the virus. If you have received Jesus as your personal Savior and you've been sealed with the seal of the Holy Spirit unto the day of salvation, don't worry about COVID-19. COVID-19 can come and go, but you will remain because God is the one upholding you. And whatever God upholds, it lasts forever. Remember that. God is not calling you for a temporary time. God is calling you out of this temporary time into the eternal time. Remember that, my brother and sister. His plan for your life are eternal. No one can steal them from you. My brother and sister, he guaranteed us to you and I. No devil, no demon, no principality, no the present, the past, the future. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You continue to endure and persevere no matter what you see, what you hear, no matter what's happening. Even if the building next to you are falling, your house is falling, your job is firing you and everything is going the wrong way, God will make a way. Okay? Let them fire you. That's where you're going to see the power of your God. A lot of people are so afraid of losing the job. Oh, brother, if I don't take this vaccine, I'll lose my job. If you're trusting in the Lord assures you and I, under his promise, he will supply your need according to his riches and glory. That's when I saw Jesus. When I lost my job, that's when I saw his mighty hand. That's when I saw him providing. When I had nothing. When I had to drive 45 minutes to my house in a BA car and I had no money to put in the car. Lay hand on that car, Brother Milton and I, my brother and sister, and cover the gate so we don't have to look. Because we said from here to the house is by faith. And when I got to the house, my gas tank was full. All week long, I will hand out money all week long. And all week long, God kept that tank filled, my brother and sister. Talking about God's power never running out. I saw his power. I saw his miracle. I saw him raising the dead. As he had me lay hand on that body. I remember that, hallelujah, hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. When the nurse says to me, my father-in-law, who's still alive, was there with me. He is a witness. When the nurse told us, he accompanied, said, brother, I'll go with you. Okay. Mass General Hospital in Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts. And this man had him up there where is the last of the last where people just die in the bring their body to the morgue from there. And you need a card to enter, personal permission to enter. I had the ID from the church, had my license. I had special permission. As a minister, God also provided all that to enter there. And the nurse says, you're wasting your time. He's already dead. I remember when his mother was crying, asking me to pray for her son. The machine was not disconnected yet, but the body stank. 4 days, the doctor had met with the family day prior to let them know that they needed to disconnect the machine because he was already dead. His heart had already stopped, and there was no brain action, no brain movement, nothing. They said he was dead. my brother and sister. I said to my father-in-law, close your eyes and let's pray. As we went in there, the body stank. It was difficult. As I closed my eyes, the Lord opened my spiritual eyes, and I saw the demon and dead in the room, trying to resist me from praying for that body. I began to take authority and speak to the demon and dead, and I said, you demon and dead, I bind you in the name of the Lord, and I order you to leave this room. And I saw the demon running from one corner of the room to the another. My father-in-law was shaking, nervous. What is he doing? What's going on here? And I told him, the demon of death is here to take that soul. But God has sent us here. Pray for this body. Pray for this person. And began to bind that demon and rebuke that demon unto the left. And we lay hand on that body. And the moment we lay hand, the body shook a little. And the whole color, when a body is dead, it turns like black, dark black, began to recover itself back, turning back red slowly, like a Hollywood movie. My brother and sister, praise you, Lord. The next day, the dead stand on the bed. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. He said, he testified himself that when I was praying for him, he said he was in a dark, dark place in hell. And he heard my voice telling him to come up in the name of the Lord. My brother and sister, he heard my voice in that place when I was praying for his body. Hallelujah. To come up again to his body. That's what he said. That's what he testified. I don't remember what I said in those prayers because I don't remember everything. But that's what he testified to people in the town when he came back to his body. My brother and sister, I didn't see him for a week or two. He sent people to get me. He wanted to give me a hug in front of his friend. And I went there to his house because he kept sending messages to me. And he gave me a hug in front of all those people and said, thank you. I said, no, you thank the Lord. It was him. I'm not going to take glory for what belongs to God, my brother and sister. He did it. He raised that man from the dead, my brother and sister. Now, if I would ask someone else, can I go pray for this man? You're not supposed to pray for the dead, brother. You better stop that. That's a sin what you're doing. I heard people saying that to me. Can you believe that? My Lord, my God. Listen, I'm not a doctor. I did study medicine, but I didn't finish. So I'm not a doctor to tell you when a person is dead physically. Hallelujah. But I know God, and I know he can do anything. My brother and sister, that all he's asking us is to believe. Jesus has rebuked me many times for my doubt and unbelief. And have done a heart very stopped out, he says to me. And I shook me in bed. When I have begun to doubt his promise, his word, he have rebuked me, heart, my brother and sister. Not kind. He doesn't like doubt and unbelief. Let me tell you that we spend too much time doubting his word. We spend more time doubting his word than believing his word. And that's part of our problem. The devil and the system, my brother and sister, have tried to make everything to make you and I doubt God's word. Because the devil knows that if you believe God, if you believe his word, your life changes. And everything that is written in the word is going to come to pass in your life. And that's what the devil is afraid of. He is afraid of you believing God's word, God's promise. He is afraid. That's what the devil is afraid. Because he knows what God is capable of. God is capable of everything. So his concern, demon, the devil, the principality, their concern is that you don't believe God's word. They work day and night coming against us. So we do not believe God's promises. Because if you do, they'll come to pass in your life. It changes your life. And nothing, no weapon formed against you will prosper. That's what the devil is afraid. He says, knock, and it will be open. He's afraid that you will knock. The devil is afraid. Ask. Ask as the first. Hallelujah. And thou shalt receive. Oh, he is afraid of you asking God for anything. That means you spending time with God. That asking is you in prayer spending time with God. If the devil can stop you from doing that, if he can, he cannot stop you. But if he can convince you not to pray, not to ask, not to seek the Lord, if he can convince you that you're wasting your time, that you should be doing something else, or that you don't have time for that, if he can convince you of that, the devil and his demon will be very happy, my brother and sister. Because any woman and man in the history of the Bible, in the history of this earth, that went and got close to God and saw God and believed his promise are in heaven today. They're in heaven. And that's what the devil is afraid. Not only will God answer you, you will get to heaven. And then he had no access to you in heaven. Down here, he can try everything he can. But in heaven, he loses you. And the moment you leave this earth with God, the devil lost you forever. He had no more chance in your life. Unless when he comes out at the end of the great thousand-year reign with Christ, you are around and he can convince you. Try to convince you again. My brother and sister, praise you, Lord. I saw people in the millennium when the devil got released again for a short season, the Bible said, I'm not listening to him, and they walk to God. Don't waste your time listening to the enemy at all. And for that, you're going to have to turn everything off, your cell phone, your television, everything. And if you have anything, it has to be about the Lord, just about the Lord. Where you're repenting and pride out and unbelief in you, seeking not to doubt anything. A lot of people don't know what their life is. That's what the Lord is calling us to do, my brother and sister. Because if you do that, if you believe God, if you believe his word and his promise, hallelujah. You know that the Bible says that by your faith, you overcome the world. And you see so many things happening in the world today. By your faith, you overcome the world. Your faith overcomes the world. You see how simple it is? You walk by faith, you overcome the world. No matter what they say in the media, no matter what the government says, you're not worried, you're not concerned, I bet, what Biden decreed next month. If he sends the army to get the ambassador and throw him in the FEMA camp or in jail, you laugh at the news. Because you know you're trusting the Lord, the greater one. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If you can only believe that of God, you'll laugh at any bad news. Nuclear weapon, oh please. My God is greater. Jeremiah, God says through Jeremiah, plow your uncultivated ground for a season. And do not sow among them thorn. Circumcise, dedicate, sanctify yourself to the Lord, and remove the foreskin sin of your heart. Men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, also where my wrath will go forward like fire, consuming all that is in a way in its ways, and burn. There will be no one to quench it because of the evil of your acts. Declare in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem. Say, blow the trumpet in the land. Cry aloud and say, assemble yourself. Let us go into the fortified city. Raise the banner through Zion to mark the way of those seeking safety inside Jerusalem's wall. Seek refuge. Do not stand immobilized, for I am bringing evil from the north, the army of Babylon, a great destruction who say who is bringing this army? Here's the thing with God. God said, I'm doing this. Oh, it can do nothing to us. We got better army. We got better weapon. There's no way. When God say I, my brother and sister, for I am bringing evil from the north, the army of Babylon in great destruction. That's what nuclear weapon causes and bring, great destruction. My brother and sister, oh my Lord, oh my God, my brother and sister, people have no idea what we're talking about, great destruction. There, Russia have made bomb, atomic bomb, nuclear bomb. There is a super bomb that they have made that they online they put an idea of what that can cause and what that can do. It is unknown because we never had Hiroshima. What they dropped there was just a nuclear weapon. These other ones are like hundreds of times or thousands of times greater, bigger, in damage. God said, great destruction. My brother and sister, great destruction. And when God says it's great, God that is great, greater than him or no one or nothing, he calls this destruction great. Think about it. A lion left his lair. A destroyer of nations is on his way. He had gone out from his place to desolate your land. Your city will be in ruin without an inhabitant. I've been taking to the future of this nation. That is exactly what I've seen. City destroyed with no inhabitant. Entire city. It's in the Bible. I'm reading it to you from the Bible. God has shown it to me here in America. For this reason, put on sackcloth and mourning. Lament, mourn with expression of grief of the dead and wail. For the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us. The fear anger of the Lord. My brother and sister. The reason why he's doing this is because of the sin. And because he said he's doing it. It shall come about in a day, saith the Lord, that the heart of the courage of the king will fail, be paralyzed. And also the heart of the prince, the priest, will be a pale, and the prophet will be astounded and horrified. These people are so astonished of the destruction that they cannot even move. They're pale. They cannot even move. I said, alas, Lord God, surely you have completely deceived, misled the people in Jerusalem, for the prophet represents you, I saying to your people, you will have peace, but in fact, sword reaches to the throat. Because there were other prophets, like it is saying today, we will be great again. And Jeremiah was not saying to the nation, you will be great again. These other prophets were. That the nation will be great again. That God will remove the king of Babylon. And that their nation will be great. Excuse me. That's not what God was saying through Jeremiah. They were saying that God was saying that through them. And the people started trusting them. Their word. My brother and sister. But none of them, thank you, we're taking it to God and see God, who is speaking from you. What did Jeremiah have to win by telling them of this destruction that was coming when he was among them? And this is exactly what we're saying. What do we have to win? My brother and sister, don't you see, we're not even famous of the famous men. There are the people when they get together, hundreds of thousands of people, a million come to hear what they have to say. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. But they are they speaking from the Lord is the question. Is the Lord speaking to them and through them is the question. And in that time, it was said to the people into Jerusalem, a scorching wind from the very high the wilderness come of thy command against the daughter of my people, in not a winter when known to cleanse from sharp, but when threshing out a winter strong and full of this come of my sword. Now I will also speak judgment against my people. My Lord, my God, may God do not do such a thing, but he say he will do. My brother and sister, I will speak judgment against my people, God said. Because if they go take the by sin, they turn their back on him. The rest is judgment. My brother and sister, behold, the enemy come up like a cloud, his chariot like the whirlwind, his horses are swifter than eagle. War judgment is coming to us, for we are ruined. O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness, that you may be safe. How long will you wicked and your immoral thought log with you? We need to ask the Lord, when we repent our sin, that his blood cleanses our conscience and our subconscious of all evil thoughts. My brother and sister, the reason why the enemy, when we're sleeping, can take what's in our mind, our subconscious, and present it to us like a movie. Some people are saying, why is it that when I'm sleeping, I get these horrible dreams, and they commit fornication and adultery in the dreams. And they say, how can this be, Brother Elvie? Because the thoughts that come to your mind, you say, I'm sorry, Lord, but your subconscious is like your backup drive, like in a computer, that keeps that information there. And the enemy can use that against you. Okay? Cleanse your backup drive. Cleanse your subconscious, with his blood. Ask him, Lord, cleanse my conscience and subconscious with your blood. Praise the Lord. And when he cleanses that, Lord, put a hedge of protection and a wall of fire on my mind and my conscience and subconscious. And you watch. Once the blood, even the fire, Lord, cleanse my mind and my subconscious with your fire. Also, ask him every day, every night. Don't take a chance. Don't say, oh, I already asked last week, I'm fine. No. Every night, ask for it. My brother and sister, heaven. And don't go look up these things you're not supposed to look. Avoid them. Avoid them. I have brothers and sisters in Skype sending me their picture, their a lot of stuff. And I'm going to tell you this. There's a lot of women that are not dressed properly trying to get a hold of me, and they cannot. I will block their messenger when they try to get a hold of me. Why? Because they're not dressed properly. They have little clothes on them, very little, my brother and sister. And I know clothing prices have gone up a lot, but you don't need to be barely naked taking a picture of yourself to then to put it on your either Facebook or on your Skype and then try to contact a minister now. Okay, I had two of them today, which I did not allow them to come through. No, my brother and sister. I know I need to stay away from that. I stay away. And when I see someone on the Facebook that has a picture barely naked on my photo, because I know we have a lot of brothers and sisters there, I block them. Some people say, Brother, why are you blocking my page? I listen to your program. And sometimes I say, I won't block it. But I advise you people not to take pictures like this. You're being a tool of the enemy when you do this. You're tempting men. And if you're men, you're tempting women, because I also have men with no clothing taking pictures of them. So putting them on their Facebook, I will also block them. It's not right to the sister. A sister are not right to the brother for them to do such a thing. We are called to keep pure our life of the Lord. My brother and sister, these things are shameful. But it looks like people in the last day don't care, my brother and sister. No, we need to care. We are in the caring business. My brother and sister, we care. Hallelujah. Verse 15, for a voice declare from them far in the north, proclaim evil from the mount of Ephraim. Warn their neighbors, nation now, that our enemy is coming. Announce to Jerusalem, besiegers are coming from far country. And they lift their voice and shout against the city of Judah. Like watchmen of the field, they are against her and all sigh, because she has rebelled against me, saith the Lord. When President Putin said the other day on the media that he sends thousands of missiles to Central America and different bases to position them there, that was a shaking news to a lot of people, my brother and sister. As he was in China visiting on Friday, so were kings from Saudi Arabia, from the Middle East, okay? They said they were king from the Middle East also, making their alliance with Russia and China. These were friends of this nation. Now they're enemy. My brother says, how is that? Because people now are starting to realize how in trouble the world is. It takes time for certain people to get it. And it's going to take time for certain people to get it. My brothers, some people need to see the missile coming this way to get it, or see the destruction begin. My brother and sister, it's coming. It's all coming. And God, see how merciful he is? It's happening slowly, slowly, slowly. My brother and sister, in other words, God is still in the last of the last telling people, what are you waiting for, to repent and seek him with all your heart? My brother and sister, are you going to wait for the destruction to begin to repent? It may be too late. Your ways and your deeds have brought these things on you, and this is your tragedy and doom. How bitter, how will touch your heart. My soul, I write in anguish and in pain, all that the war of my heart. My heart is pounding and troubling with me. I cannot be silent, for you have heard, O my soul, the sounds of the trumpet, alarm of word, battle. My brother and sister. So the trumpet, according to Jeremiah, the sounds of the trumpet, the rapture happened first before the attack, according to Jeremiah here. In chapter, four, my brother and sister, chapter 4, verse 19, the trumpet, the shofar, the calling of the church out of heaven happened first before Russia launched the missile, according to Jeremiah. Okay? My brother and sister. So that's good for us. There's another confirmation through another prophet that the rapture, departure of the bride of Christ is first before Russia decide to launch their missile this way. My brother and sister, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's all over the Bible, as the Lord says. Verse 20, news of one tribe disaster come close after another, for the whole land is devastated. Suddenly my tents are spoiled and destroyed, my tent curtain ruined in a moment. How quickly will this missile bring destruction? God said, quickly, in a moment. These words are written thousands of years before this happened. But because God knows the end from the beginning, he announced the end from the beginning, says the prophet Isaiah. What we're seeing here, this is the end, what we're reading in the God's word, written thousands of years ago. And this can happen exactly how he's saying his word. It cannot be any different. When you see the destruction come, those that will stay behind, they're going to refer to this study or to this Jeremiah 4 and say, wow, it was exactly how the prophet Jeremiah saw it coming upon his people. It's coming upon America and the world. Exactly. It will be exactly. God is not a man that he will lie, my brother and sister. No. His word will always happen 100% exactly. Verse 21, how long, O Lord, must I see the banner making the way for fly, and hear the sounds of the trumpet urging the people to run to safety. That's the trumpet, to run to safety is us. When the Lord showed me the rapture about a month ago, remember the study where I was in a class before we went up to heaven, and they announced that it was time for us to move to the other room because darkness was taking over the earth. Well, this darkness represents what these demons have taken over this body through the Mycene. So these army of Russians, Ukraine, and all these countries, they're not human anymore. Very few of them, very few. Well, I believe none of them, because some of them are required to be vaccinated. So you're talking about almost 100% of these soldiers being demons, as the Lord spoke to me these things. I was shocked there. If God already has been speaking to me about these demons taking over his body for weeks and months, why did he need to come and tell me again? Because I need to be reminded. You need to be reminded. And the Lord is not going to stop talking to us about these things until it comes into fullness, completion. And this is why he's speaking it through his prophet. This is the last of the last. There's no time. Time is over, as Father and the Lord has said to me. And the Lord has confirmed it to me. It's over. Over. My brother and sister, the only thing how lengthily things are coming about, because it's over. In other words, it's like time that was not as being just so the event will unfold, but the bride is out soon. Bride of Christ, you don't have much. So the celebration, as the Lord has shown to his people in heaven, is about to begin. The church, the place of the wedding is sent. The flower, last time I saw it, the flower were in their pot ready. And the place, my brother and sister, and I saw some of you there. Some of the sisters were dressed in white, completely white. The dress was the most beautiful dress for the wedding I ever saw, my brother and sister. It was a large dress, and the length of the dress was very long, beyond, like very expensive wedding. My brother and sister, hallelujah. So the flower, well, all kinds of flower, beautiful. The table where these flowers were placed were all adorned beautiful. Everything is beautiful. And what I began to see was the guests were already there. The guests were already there. The only thing missing was the bride. My brother and sister. And when I saw Jesus coming to speak with me, it's like I wanted more details of all these preparations he was showing me. But he was more about me coming and speaking to you, my brother and sister, of his word and revelation that are coming to pass right before our eyes. And for us to stay still in repentance, still seeking him. He don't want none of us to stop, as some people have, because you don't want to be caught by surprise. Your enemy works 24 hours to try to get to you, to try to distort you, to try to get you busy with anything else. Because if he can't do that, he may have you stay. And the Lord loves you so much, you don't want you to stay. Because if you stay, you will suffer. Doesn't want you to suffer anymore. Those that have been repenting and seeking the Lord, been suffering for the Lord, have not been easy, and the Lord knows this. This is what it takes for us to enter heaven. Your suffering, when you get there, it will be like nothing. It will be very little. But it will have great meaning to God and the Lord. My brothers and sisters, there's no pure love. There's no real love without suffering. This is why Jesus will have to go to the cross, because his love is pure. His love is real. And in order to show us love in action, he went to the cross and suffered much and died for us. And when we look to the cross, you and I, we're supposed to see pure love, him on the cross, crucified, death. That is his love for us. If a man loves his friend, he will give his life for him. He gave his life for you and I. That is pure love. This is why there's no lie out of his lips. There's no deceit out of him. Because anything pertaining to Jesus, my brother and sister, all we need to do is open his word and read it. He died. He suffered. He showed his love for you and I. My brother and sister, no one had greater love than him. Because no one else had gone to the cross for you but him. That is why. Your parents cannot love you like Jesus. I know some of you are still seeking the love of your parents. Listen, if you've been struggling seeking the love of your parents because you haven't gotten it all this year, stop. Stop the love from your Father in heaven. And let him love you. Stop seeking the love of your parents. Seek the love of your real Father, the one that truly loves you, Jehovah, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. And he will give you real love. He will give you real love. He will put his spirit into your life. And you will experience his love daily if you come closer to him. My brother and sister, sometimes I'm struggling. Sometimes I'm telling him how difficult it is for me. And he come and minister to me and lets me know. This past week, I've been struggling in regard to I know there's no more times. He has come to me and ministered to me. He has spoken to me and let me know how much he loves me and how much he's holding my life together for me not to be worried or be concerned. He has us in the palm of his hand, my brother and sister. He's taking care of us. We don't need to worry. We don't need to be concerned. We just need to be obedient. Hallelujah. Obedient to him. Praise the Lord. It's better than sacrifice. I know a lot of people are willing to sacrifice. He's willing that we will be obedient. He will that we will be obedient to him more than anything. Praise your Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your God. Trust him with all your heart and lean on your own understanding. I know a lot of you have college degrees, university degrees, and that been a stumbling block to your walk with God. All the knowledge that you have, Paul put it at the feet of Jesus. He took everything he knew as garbage in order for him to win the cross. He wanted to be full of the Holy Spirit. He wanted to walk in the power of God, in the knowledge of the cross. And in order for him to be filled with God, filled with the Holy Spirit, he took all the knowledge, all the degree that Paul had, and discarded it as nothing. He says, my brother and sister, hallelujah, put it aside and submit to God and seek to know him and understand his will and spend time on his word. If you cannot hear his voice, you'll hear his voice through his word. Spend time reading his word. And before you open your Bible, pray and ask the Lord to speak to you through his Bible. And watch what happened. Speaking to me this week. And he had told me he is with me and that he's holding me. My brother and sister, he is with us. He's holding us together. Shalom, Sister Carla. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. I know that my sister Carla was sick, but she's fine. By the stripes of Jesus, she's healed. Her family is healed. They're all fine. Because we're praying for it, and the Lord got them in the palm of his hand. My brother and sister, as long as we're trusting the Lord, it's all fine. Yes, we grieve. Yes, we pain. Yes, we suffer. We go through difficult time, but we're not going through it alone. The Lord has said to me this week, I am with you. And that's what we need, the Lord to be with us through the difficult time of glory to Jesus. My brother and sister, hallelujah. A lot of people are concerned for what's happening in the world, how Russia and China are rising. Don't concern yourself for these things, but let it be in your heart to build on your relationship with the Lord every day. What we are seeing happening in the media is the word of God coming to pass, because God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man he will repent. God will never tell us a lie. Everything he says in his word is coming to pass. His word is coming to pass every day. Hallelujah. Verse 20, hallelujah. Jeremiah 4:22. For my people are stupid and foolish, saith the Lord to Jeremiah. They do not know me. They are foolish children. They have no understanding. They are shrewd enough to do evil, but they do not know me, how to do good. This is God speaking to his prophet, revealing to his prophet what's going on with the nation, with the people. God says, for my people are stupid and foolish. The foolish bride, in the last minute, in the last hour, went to buy oil for themselves. And they wanted to get some of the oil from the wise bride. But the wise bride knew that if they share some of the oil, they would stay behind also. Because what God has given to your life in your relationship with him is enough for you. When he gives a minister, a preacher, a prophet his oil, he'll give enough for everyone. Brother Larry said to Jesus, why do you have Brother Elvie speaking on the Lord's Hour? God told him, no, I don't want you on the Lord's Hour, just my son Elvie. And he said, Father, why Elvie? And he says, because my son Jesus is where Elvie, when he comes on the Lord's Hour, and uses him. My brother and sister, it's the only way I can do this. How many times did I tell you I wanted to quit? If I go to the Lord and pray and I say, Lord, I want to quit the Lord's Hour. I want to close this down. I don't want to do this anymore. The Lord will speak and say, no, my son. I commanded you to do this. I am the one commanding you to do this. Just the other day, he told me to continue to do his work. He won't let me. He won't let me quit. The Lord would not let me quit. My brother and sister, even if I want to, say, no, not you, not. I'm the one that told you to do this for me. Praise you, Lord. And because I love him and I want to be obedient to him, yes, the Lord, whatever he says. Even when I know this is too much, this is just persecution and so much all the time, and people don't lay it off, and it's just... Because he is preparing people to bring them home and the rapture through this program. A lot of people are repenting. And that's what he sees. That's what he loves. That's what he wants. He says of Israel, my people are stupid and foolish, he says to Jeremiah. They do not know me. Personal relationship is a concern. If you're not there with him repenting every day in your house, in your own time with God, you're wasting your time. They don't know me. You should be seeking the Lord to know him. They're foolish children. Foolish is instead of seeking to be in with the Lord and knowing the Lord, you're doing something else. They have no understanding. What the proverb said about understanding. To seek understanding, to seek knowledge of him. He'll give it to you. If you lack knowledge, ask of the Lord. He'll give it to you. Ask. What is it that is missing in you? You know one thing that a lot of people are not asking the Lord in the last days? To fill them with his Holy Spirit. My brother and sister, are you fasting and are you praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit? If you're not doing that, begin to do that. But pray for understanding. Pray for wisdom. Until the Lord confirms to you, he's giving it to you. Don't stop. Don't stop. So the Lord said, I've given you wisdom and a dream, my child. Or shows you. Some people, he speak to them through signs. They'll see a sign, God say, I'm giving you wisdom or understanding. Don't ignore how God is speaking to you. Because you may not hear an audible voice. You're not ready. Your heart is not ready. How he speak to you to dream and vision, don't ignore that. That's him talking to you. And he's speaking to you in a way you can understand him. Seek and grow in the Lord and ask him to speak to you with an audible voice. And he will. That you want to see him. He'll show himself to you as he promised. This. But very soon, when you go home in a rapture, you're going to see Jesus face to face. No more anyone telling you how he looks or can you describe his hair for me, his eyes. Brother Vicky, I don't like to describe the Lord. That's one thing that people for years have been asking me. I don't like to do it. I don't like it. And I have my biblical reason why, my brother and sister. I don't like to describe the Lord. In Exodus 20, in the Ten Commandments, it says that you will not have an image of him. And when you read that, it's like, this is how Jesus looked. Let me show you. Be careful with that. I'm very, very careful with idolatry. Because certain people will not take it as you will take it, maybe. So another person will form an idol of it. You may not. So you can lead someone to sin just doing that. Be careful. Be very careful. A lot of people like to have pictures of Jesus. Be careful with that because it can fall under idolatry. The Catholic Church presented that to people for many years, and many people have fallen in idolatry because of that. I tell you this because years ago, the Lord convicted me of that because I had Catholic family in my family line. They had this image of Jesus that they prayed to and worshiped. My brother and sister, and coming out of that and knowing all this, it gives you a good understanding of what idolatry is and sin. And the Lord convicted me of this sin. So since I knew all this and gone through all this, when people say, can you describe how the Lord looks? I don't like to, my brother and sister. I'm very careful. Verse 33, I look at the earth in my vision. And behold, it was as the time of creation, formless and void, into the heaven, and they had no light. This is what the great tribulation looks like. This is a perfect description of the world in the great tribulation. Jeremiah saw it in the vision, and it says that it was like the time of creation was formless, void, it was empty. And they had no light. Total darkness. I wonder why in the Great Tribulation I saw no power in the United States. Major cities were destroyed. The few towns that were still standing and beasts were running around, people changing into werewolf and beasts. But there was no electricity. Can anyone tell me why? My brother and sister. People were changing into beasts. Remember when I shared that I was at my brother's in love house, my wife was there and her parents. And when he started in the kitchen table turning into a werewolf, they ran out through the door. I was explaining to my wife that the Lord helped me to understand them this week. It's because they were in the great tribulation and they knew the outcome of him turning into a beast, that he was going to chase them to eat them. When I saw it and all that, I was like, where are they running? They're running for their lives. Because in the Great Tribulation, people are running for their lives. That's why that is. People are running for their lives. And that's besides all the nuclear weapons and stuff, is that when these people turn into werewolves, they want to eat meat. And beasts, they want to eat meat. They're so hungry to eat other humans that are not beasts. So they run after them. So I saw when her brother looked to her parents as he was changing, and he ran out through the door like, I don't want to eat my own parents. When I saw him, because his nail began to grow long in his hand and his back leg, and he was still not yet completely a beast. But he jumped out through the side door of the house to run outside because he didn't want to eat his parents. That's a good werewolf, let me tell you. My brother, talking about a beast being nice, okay? He didn't want to eat his parents, okay? So he was like, I'll go outside, I'll look for someone else to eat, but I don't want to eat my parents. And it was all happening there quickly, my brother and sisters. So at the moment that they're changing, they know they're going to lose their mind, like King Nebuchadnezzar, okay? And the guy that says he's going to lose his mind up in there, up in the brain, okay, the rapper. He knew he was going to lose his mind. And what did he do? He ran out the door quickly and to eat someone else and not his own family. That's a nice werewolf. I tell you, they're not all evil. People say, what are you talking about? They're going to go eat someone else. Well, they got to eat meat. They may come across deer, dog, whatever, and they're going to eat them, which is not okay. But at least they're going to get some meat and maybe not a human all the time. It's going to be wild on this earth very soon, my brothers. And this is why the Lord wants to get people to, you know, not be fascinated, but repent. Because a lot of people think that the Lord wants them to be fascinated, so they're running. That's not what God wants you to do. If someone is preaching you that message or churches are preaching you that message, they're deceiving you. Because that's not a message that God is preaching or God is saying. Okay? Although it's Jeremiah. Let me see if I can find it quickly. Because this is happening a lot, my brother and sister. And God warned of those that are misleading people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29, okay, verse 4, saith the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, to all the captives who I have sent into exile from Jerusalem, Babylon, build houses, live in them, plant garden, eat their fruit, take wife, her sons and daughters, take wife for your son, give your daughter in marriage that they may bear sons and daughters, multiply, there's no decrease in number. Seek peace, well-being for the city where I have sent unto you, you are into exile, pray to the Lord in his behalf, in his peace, well-being, you will have peace. Thus saith the Lord God. Do not let your false prophet who are among you and your diviner deceive you. Pay no attention and attach no significance to the dream which they dream or to yours, for they're prophesying falsely to you in my name. And I have not sent them, saith the Lord. So God is saying to the people, look, you are going to have people amongst you saying, thou sayest the Lord. And God said, be careful with them. Okay? Because what is one of the things they'll say? We'll build again, we'll be gray again. Be careful. Because that was not the message of the prophet Jeremiah. That was not the message of the Lord through his prophet. He said, destruction is coming. The king is going to come and burn the city. Submit yourself to him and do not fight him. Do not rise. Could you imagine me going to Washington and saying this to the people? What are you talking about? Submit to Russia, do not fight them. What are you talking about? We're going to fight them. No. And I'll say, no, do not fight them. Do not fight them. Prophet rising up and saying, to them, Oh, don't worry. You have the victory. God will bring the Russians to their knees. And we'll beat them. You know, we've done this before. We've gone through this. And that's not what God is saying. My brother and sister, prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. My brother and sister, there was a brother came on YouTube and said that he prayed to be vaccinated and that supposedly he was led to be vaccinated and took the Johnson & Johnson. He was getting ready to share a word, and he could not. He could not speak in the name of the Lord anymore after being vaccinated. It was not him. I knew it was not him no more. But he tried to pretend that it was okay to be vaccinated. My brother and sister, God is not a man that he will lie. A demon is not going to stand in the name of the Lord and say, thou sayest the Lord. That's impossible. He cannot. My brother and sister, he cannot. Hallelujah. When the Apostle John and the Apostle Peter talked about the sermons of spirit, hallelujah, no, hallelujah, no spirit will call the Lord Lord unless, no one can call the Lord Lord unless it's by the Holy Spirit. So that demon cannot call Jesus Lord. And that's part of the sermon. Only by you knowing the word of the things they can do and not do, my brother and sister, they cannot call the Lord Lord, and they cannot say that Jesus came in the flesh and that was crucified and was raised again on the third day. There are things that they cannot say. And if you expect them to say it, no, they'll go around and say other things, but they will not say those things. And that's how they get people easily. Be ye not deceived. Know the God's word. Jesus came in the flesh as a man. Walk and preach the word of God. My brother and sister, he was arrested, then he was crucified and died. My brother and sister on the cross and rise again on the third day. If you have a demon trying to say that to you, he won't. He will use other words. He will say other things, but not those words specifically because they cannot. And as the demon in my brother-in-law body told me this, yesterday morning, you know that I'm in this body, but I'm not this person, he says to me. And I look at him, you know, he says. In other words, you've been preaching on the Lord's hour. Why would you call me by the name of this other person who's in hell? And I'm like, wow. I mean, what other confirmation can the Lord give me? So much of it. Allow me to talk directly with them, see them face to face. Seeing the soul in hell, seeing the demon talking to me in the body. What more he can give me, my brother and sister? But he's merciful. Thou sayest the Lord, verse 10, when 17 years of the exile has been completed for Babylon, I will visit, inspect you and keep my good promise to you to bring you back to this place. Okay? So people who will go back into the Great Tribulation, who were Christian, now they have to wait in hell 7 years, and they better cry out to God and hope that someone else is praying for them because their family don't know of those who are vaccinated that are in hell. But hopefully people will pray. And like the sister I saw praying for her sister, at the end of the 7 year Great Tribulation, God, Jesus, restore her back. My brother and sister, his goodness endure forever. Please pray for your vaccinated family. Don't give up on them. The Lord is merciful. Remember the demon in their body. If you're talking to them, you're not talking to your family, you're talking to a demon. Don't listen. Don't believe that demon. Don't trust them at all. Trust only Jesus. We find ourselves in one of the most difficult times in history. A time that we're going to forget because the old things, as I say, the former things will come to pass. God's plans for us are all new in him. We're not going to remember this. Like the people that were at the times of Noah that are in heaven, they don't remember everything. They're not going to. They're in totally new life in heaven. And they're coming down to a 1,000-year reign with Christ. All this will be forgotten. None of it will be remembered. The Lord have allowed me to experience this in the millennium. I find myself in the millennium talking with my brothers and sisters there. And when I try to remember back here, the only things I'm allowed to remember is my relationship with the Lord. Everything else totally forgotten. It doesn't even come to mind, as the prophet said. It will not be remembered. It will not come to mind. It's totally erased from your life, your memory. And for good reason, God always does everything for good. Those that love him, the Bible says. Everything works for good. That's Romans 8:28. Of those that love him. Because we are in a loving relationship with him. He loves us so much. All these evil things that we remember now, we will not remember in our future life to come, which is so near now. Please continue to repent. Continue to persevere, my brother and sister. Don't let anyone deceive you. God says, for I know the plan and thoughts that I have for you. Saith the Lord, plan for peace and well-being. Not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. God's plan is to give us a future and him. Give us peace and give us hope. That's what the kingdom of heaven is, peace in the Holy Spirit. Peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. You'll be rejoicing. You'll be dancing. You'll be worshiping the Lord. You'll be celebrating in heaven. You won't remember none of this stuff that you're going through down this life, but we must go through it. And if you're having a difficult time going through it, please pray to the Lord for help, my brother and sister. If you're drowning in the trouble of this life, cry out for help, like Peter. Lord, help me. Lord, save me, Jesus cried out as he was going down in the water. Cry out to Jesus for help. He will stretch his hand because he's closer to you than ever. And will save you. My brother and sister, he will save you. Hallelujah. From the deep lies of the devil. Hallelujah. Then you will call on me. Jeremiah 29:12. And you will come and pray to me. And I will hear your voice. And I will listen to you. This is what God is saying. Listen to me, my children. Because God is listening to you. You know, you want that when you go into prayer, you want to be heard on high. You want God to hear you, and he does. No prayer goes unanswered. My brother and sister in God, he hears every single prayer. He answers every single prayer. So you want God to hear you. You want God to answer you. And God said, Then you will call on me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear your voice, and I will listen to you. Every time the Jewish people get together and go to the wedding wall and pray, God hears their prayer. God hears their cry, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Why do you think God is going to deliver them from all their enemies? It don't matter how powerful Russia is and the rest of the world. It don't matter. God is going to deliver them from their enemy, my brother and sister. It doesn't matter how powerful the nuclear weapon can be. God will deliver you and I, my brother and sister, from them. Thank you, Jesus. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Doesn't matter how powerful it is. Trust Jesus only. Then, with a deep longing, you will seek me and require of me as vital necessary. And you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we pray, we don't pray with all our heart. We get busy with things or worry about the things we need to do. It happens to all of us. But God says, no, my children, when you pray to me with all your heart. Lay it aside your worry. Lay it aside your concern. And ask with all your heart. When you ask with all your heart, you're giving God your devout, your all attention to him. My brother and sister, you letting him know that nothing in this world will matter to you more than him. My brother and sister, and this is why he's asking us to pray with all of our heart. It took this evil king, King Nebuchadnezzar, to be risen against Israel, for them to go through the worst time of their life, type of great tribulation, for them to open their eyes to God and find out how good and merciful their God is. And God sends Jeremiah. God gives them the last word through his prophet. My brother and sister, I will bring you back to this place. What place? The place of peace, the place of joy in his presence. This multitude of joy, David said in his Psalms. That's the place where you and I belong. We belong in the presence of God. We belong being one with him. One spirit, one faith, one love. That's where we belong. That's where God wants us to be, in his presence, dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. Because you're fully there, protected and enjoyed with him. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. The bride of Christ, very fearful now, near, Jesus said. Soon, near, he said, not soon, near, very near, you'll be in my presence in this place. In heaven, he says, I will be with him. Jesus says to me, praise the Lord. So nothing right now that is going on this earth matter to the bride of Christ. But we need to pray, because we are witnesses. We need to pray for the people staying behind. We need to give them a word of hope, as God gave Jeremiah to give to them. Because during what's coming, people can lose hope quickly. Can you imagine the nuclear weapon going off and people not repenting? What happened to them? They find themselves in the most dangerous place. There's been people that have died unrepentance. And the problem is that if they're not repenting, they're not under the blood, they cannot be allowed into heaven. Heaven is a place for the righteous. For the woman and the man that are repenting are in the blood of Jesus. Only through the blood of the covenant you may enter. The priest, before he went into the Holy of Holies, where the presence of God was, he needed to make a sacrifice for himself. He needed to come under the blood himself. And through the blood, he may enter. But when that high priest, in his pride, was not truly repenting, and he will apply the blood of the Lamb, representing the blood of Jesus, and will go in, and the moment he tried to set food, he was killed instantly. Instantly. Because he was not allowed to enter in sin. Sin is not allowed in heaven. And the moment pride was found in the heart of Satan, Michael, get him out of here. And he was taken out with his demons. There's no sin in heaven. There's no sin allowed in heaven. My brother and sister. So when the high priest tried to put a step into that place and sin, before he could step in the ground, which is holy, remove thy sandal. Because the place without sinning, he says to Moses, is holy. And Moses, in fear in the floor, shaking, trembling, began to remove his sandal and throw it back. just to hear the voice of him that was speaking to him, he could not even stand, my brother and sister. So the high priest tried. They could not put their toe into the Holy of Holies in sin. They will kill instantly, my brother and sister. And their body has to be pulled out by the priest with rope, because no one else can enter neither. And then they will have to pray and anoint someone else and hoping God that he was repenting seriously, constantly, 24 hours. He could not even sin in his sleep. Are you listening? Because when they did sin in their sleep and not repent, they will kill also. You don't understand how holy God is, Father is. I have seen Jesus and spoken with him face to face. His Father is right there in front of me, and it takes me a while just to see him because he's doing all his power, the fire of the Lord and the blood, the cleansing power of Jesus is getting me ready. And he gets me ready for me to hear the mighty audible voice of Father. And it's difficult for me to see him. He's so holy. It's like he is holy, 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 holy behind holiness. Can you imagine the way? But Jesus is the way to the Father, my brother and sister, for what he did on the cross. He's so holy. Father is so holy. At one time, I was able to see him, but I was practically dead in my physical body. And he spoke with me, Father, is that you in that third heaven, third level? My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus, through the blood of the covenant, sacrifice on the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. So they cannot enter lest they, in the other priest, to the high priest, were reading Torah, as the Jewish people say. You see how the Jewish people are moving their head up and down, up and down. I always wonder what that means. You know what that means? Total agreement with what the Word of God says. So they move their head up and down. When they read a verse in the Torah and the Bible, in Tanakh, they go up and down, up and down, as they're reading it. Why? They are agreeing with every word of God in the Bible. It's like saying, yes, amen. Yes, amen, amen, up and down. Bow their head up and down. Every single word of God is holy. It's pure. And would anyone have ignored that, been killed instantly? Now through grace, the veil has been removed for people through the sacrifice at the cross and through daily repentance in their life, they can go in it. A lot of people have mistaken this and say, oh no, anyone can go in. It don't matter now. And what happened? If you try to step on the Holy of Holy, and you're not repenting, you're not seeking the Lord daily, my brother and sister, God will not be mocked. Everything means so they will reap. This is why so many Christians are running to take the vaccine and are finding themselves in hell now. Why? Because they are taking the holy things of God for granted. Many preach of prosperity in the outer holy place of God, in the place where they call God to come down and speak to the people. They started making it a money-making opportunity, they say. They find out themselves in hell. It's like they open their eyes, and instead of going to heaven, they're in hell. My brother and sister, God will not be mocked. God's been saying for years, how many years the Lord had me come on the Lord's Tower and say he was going to punish this leader, these big leaders on television. When Jesus spoke to me about how he was going to punish them, He spoke to me very strong, shaking into the ground. I feel for my own life. My brother and sister, no. And this is why many of these leaders that are vaccinated now are in the most difficult position. And the leader now that got a demon inside the body, they're teaching from the pulpit now. Oh, do you know the deceit that those demons are going to bring on the people? You have no idea what's happening on this earth now. If God will open your eye for you to see, you will fall on the floor crying like a baby nonstop until you go home in the rapture. If you can see the abomination, if you can see the wickedness and evil, my brother and sister, you will be crying to the Lord, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Look at these, some of their anointing before they took the vaccine. Now, tell me where is their anointing now? They didn't believe when they hear this preacher, Obi Sapata, said that if you take the vaccine, that we move your soul from your body. A lot of them mock me. Okay, no problem. I give the word of the Lord to the people. They don't receive it. It's on them. Now, they regret it. Texas went to her pastor and said, Brother Obi Sapata said, I've been listening to him on the Lord's Hour, not to take this vaccine. God told him that those that would take this vaccine would not be part of his kingdom. He didn't listen to her. They went and got the vaccine. They all got vaccinated. The presence of God was moved from the church. An anointed church, no more presence of God. Now they can play all the music they want. They can jump up and down. Like in the time of hallelujah, Elisha, they can cut their body. They can bleed all they want. No anointing, no presence. What happened? There was a presence there of God. It's gone. Gone with the wind. Where is it? But according to them, they were right. Oh, my brother and sister, be ye not deceived. Oh, I don't say this mocking anyone. I say this for you to watch out. Be careful. People, after they listen to my program now, a lot of them get the confirmation. And when they doubt, the Lord visits them and tells them in the dream. My servant is speaking my word, Jesus. People telling me on Facebook, they leave the message. The Lord told me that you're speaking his word. That yes, not to take the vaccine. Jesus is speaking to them. He's visiting people and dreams of vision. They know it's the Lord telling them, don't take the vaccine. Because I was saying, I'm about to give up on this topic. I'm about to stop this and don't talk about it anymore. Because I was getting attacked from every side. Oh, you! What are you talking about this? Where are you? I got my second striking on YouTube. YouTube have messaged me that if I get one more, I will be removed from YouTube completely. My brother and sister. And I have titled them different. You can see them. Okay, I'm threatened right now to be removed completely. Completely. My brother and sister. It's difficult. Where, you know, I just don't want people to get the vaccine no more. My brother and sister. And Sister Carla, her daughter also got confirmation. She was sharing on Wednesday, last Wednesday live, talking about this. The Lord is giving so much confirmation about this. My brother and sister, so much for his people. Okay? For people not to take the vaccine, the poisons. Don't take it. It's not a game playing with. And when your DNA is modified through the vaccine, you have no idea the outcome. The outcome is terrible. Hallelujah. Terrible. Terrible. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Jesus is continuously straightforward. Send me to speak and tell me. He had remember that last time, one of the last time he had me experience the great tribulation again, before I saw my friend turning into a beast, to a horrible werewolf. He's a pastor in Orlando. Well, that other time when I had to climb that attic because the beast was trying to catch us up, I was there with these people. I was running for my life also. The Lord spoke to me, but also allowed me to experience how serious this is. This is nothing to be playing with. What these people are going to experience for 7 years is unheard of. It is unheard of. The pain and suffering, it will be tremendous, tremendous suffering, tremendous pain, point where if any one of them is alive during those 7 years to the end, they will be in tremendous suffering. Look at that man. I don't know how many weeks without eating and without drinking because of the nuclear weapon going off everywhere, all over the U.S., all over the world. Water is completely contaminated. The air is completely contaminated. Food is completely contaminated with radiation and so much. There's nothing you can eat anymore on earth. But because death, it lured people, it's far away. No one can die in the Great Tribulation. And that now puts out the question, what about the people that they're eating? Are they dead? They might not be dead. They might be in this werewolf stomach alive. I don't know. It's a good question. My brother and sister, I cannot say they'll be dead meat because I don't know now. Dead will loot them. The word of God cannot lie, right? Dead will loot them. So they're not even dead meat. They're eating meat, but not dead meat. My brother and sister. Can you imagine all these years people going around and they end up being dead, eating meat for werewolf? Huh? By their own family turning into wolf and eating them or beasts eating them, but they're still not dead meat? That will put another title to dead meat. Because the dead meat you buy in the supermarket is dead. You know, it's from animal kill. But in the Great Tribulation, dead will elude them, so it's not dead meat anymore. It's a live meat. My Lord, my God. The more we learn, the more knowledge he gives us about what's coming, the more it's like, wow. My brother and sister, it's incredible. So those beasts need to eat. And so many people being vaccinated, so many people are going to be turned into beasts. That's the fact. A lot of them, yes, are going to be killed by those unvaccinated. People will get ready and prepare and defend themselves. A lot of people that know they're staying behind. Now, there will be people protected by the Lord. But those will be calling on the Lord for sure all the time, praying nonstop, praying without ceasing. That's another thing. That's another level of prayer. Pray without ceasing, my brother and sister. Because I saw a few people at the end of the Great Tribulation going into the millennium practically alive. When Jesus returned, they were still alive. And that myself is own explanation. Because I didn't think Noah would be alive, but the Lord showing me a few being alive by his return. Because then you have a thousand questions or a million. How did they stay alive? Where were they hiding? Where's a good place so I can go there, some people would say. Tell me, Brother Ellie, so I can go there. I don't know. This might be something that the Lord wants people to pray for. I know there are three towns mentioned in Daniel where people will go in Israel, but here in the United States, I know the Lord is talking about places of refuge here in the United States. That puts out the question, then werewolf and beast will not get to those places. I know of a brother up in one of the higher mountains, I believe South Carolina and Georgia, where the Lord God told him to go there, he'll be safe there. That means the werewolf will not get up there. Places like that. And the brother, if he's listening, he may contact me. I believe I lost his number. We used to stay in contact. Father told him to go up there. He'll be protected. Okay? So It looks like he has to stay behind. For those 7 years, he'll be leading Bible study for those 7 years. I had his number. I believe I lost it, my brother and sister. And if he's listening, he may contact me again or email me. I'm always putting my email so he can, those stay in contact, my brother and sister. I don't usually give out my phone number because there will be a lot of people that I would like to get it to insult me on the phone. You know, give me a piece of their mind, they say. So I don't give out my phone number. Something I'm always being careful, my brother and sister. Like Jeremiah, who got thrown in jail several times and beaten and all that. I'm being careful because some of them wants to do that to me, but they did to Jeremiah. So I got to, you know, it's tough. It's difficult. But there's my email. You can email me. My brother and sister, we're living in the last of the last. The shofar, the trumpet, is about to sound. My brother and sister, any day now. I will be found by you, God says in 29:14 of Jeremiah, saith the Lord, I will restore your fortune, and I will free you and gather you from all the nations, from all the places where I have driven you. Say the Lord, I will bring you back to the place where I send you into an exile. So because Jerusalem is the capital of the world, as God has Donald Trump confirmed to the Jewish people, Jerusalem is the capital of the Jewish people, the capital of the world. Biblically, it's the capital of the world. And when Jerusalem is the capital of the world, Messiah will be leading it. My brother and sister, Jerusalem since the garden has now been the capital of the world. The Jewish people know it is. They know it is, my brother and sister. But when Jerusalem, excuse me, become the capital of the world, Messiah will be in it. King will be, David will be their king. Messiah will be in there. And from there, he will run the world as it should be, my brother and sister. Because God said his law will come out of there. You see? That's why I disagree with many, or many disagree with me, understanding the Jewish people. My brother and sister, no matter where they are, they've been put there by God. Even in the situation that they found themselves, they've been put there by God. And then the Bible says in Romans 11, all Israel shall be safe, a command. In regard to Israel, it's all command. All Israel shall be safe when the fullness of the Gentile comes in. Well, right now, the Lord is already speaking of the fullness coming in. This is why the bride is about to be taken now, because we're entering into the fullness of time for the Gentile. Once the fullness comes in, my brothers and sisters, we don't know the day or the hour of the rapture, but we know the day. We know of the fullness coming in. And the fullness of coming in is the gospel being preached unto all the world. For a witness unto all the nation, Matthew 24:15, my brother and sister. That fullness, my brother and sister, fulfilled the promise of God to the Gentile world. And then he began his salvation with the Jewish people for 7 years. Okay? All Israel shall be safe. Because the Savior is Jesus Christ. He's the Messiah. And he's coming to them. He is coming to them. The job of the bride is to preach Jesus unto all the nations. Don't worry about the Jewish people, because God has set them aside. God has not removed them. That's the argument the Apostle Paul has in Romans 11. Has he removed them from being his nation or being a nation? No. No, he has not. But a lot of the Christians are saying that Israel is no longer God's people. Wrong. Wrong. Totally wrong. They are his people. We had our times, the fullness of the Gentile. Now they're having their time with the Lord. He blinded them in part, the Bible says. He set them apart in part. until the fullness of the Gentile comes in, the gospel we preach unto all the world. Then, my brother and sister, he begins, this is why a lot of people, they don't understand why the Revelation 6 began with Jesus getting on his white horse and coming down. And some people said, that's not Jesus, that's the Antichrist, some people said. No, it's not. He came to conquer. The only one that can conquer is Jesus, my brother and sister. That is not a tribute to Satan or there or nobody else, only to Jesus. So this is why people don't understand. In order for Israel to be saved, Messiah needs to come down right away. He's out there doing the wedding. Don't worry about it. He's not abandoning us up there. He's out there with us in the wedding, but he's out down here coming down to save the Jewish people because he made us a promise. Out of Zion, the deliverer will come. Okay? Out of Zion, the deliverer will come. And so as Messiah comes, Messiah Jesus, he entered Israel right away. The great tribulation begins. Jesus comes down to Israel and save all Israel, my brothers and sisters. Now, the only salvation indicated to us in regard to Israel is 12,000 out of every tribe of Israel. But you know there's a tribe of Israel missing right now? And for years, the rabbi been wondering, how is that going to come about? One of the tribes is missing. They know of 11 tribes, this one missing. So when Messiah comes, he will clarify the tribe. There are people who believe some of those are in the United States and all over the world of that tribe that is missing. But when he comes, Messiah knows whom they are and put them together. I believe because we are so close, they're already in Israel. They are already in Israel. Because he said to the prophet, even Jeremiah, that he will bring them from all the earth. So they're already there. Verse 15, because you who have remained in Jerusalem have said, the Lord has raised a prophet for us in Babylon. Thus says the Lord concerning the king who sat on the throne of David and concerning all the people who live in the city, your brother, fellow, people of Judah. Who did not go with you to captivity? Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Behold, listen very careful. Problem is that we need to learn to listen. That's why I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. I am sending the sword, famine, virulent disease, pestilence on them, and I will make them like rotten figs that are so bad that they cannot be eaten. I will pursue them with sore, with famine, and with virulent disease. I will make them terror, whining to all the kingdom of the earth, to be a curse, a horror, a hissing, a disgrace among all the nations to which I have driven them, because they have not listened and honored my words, saith the Lord, which I sent to them against and against my servant, the prophet. Moreover, your exile did not listen to either, saith the Lord. You see that why we say listen to what the Lord has to say? Listen to the Lord. You never question what the Lord has to say. Timothy, you study to be approved. You study to be approved, to be confirmed. As I tell you, when the Lord confirmed to me that time was over, when Father confirmed, Jesus was with Father, and they both confirmed to me the same. And the testimony of 2 or 3 are matters settled. This matter is settled. There's no time left. It's settled by Father and Jesus. Okay? It's very important that when we seek of the Lord, any leading, any confirmation, we seek for that confirmation, that settlement by his word. We're in the testimony of 2 or 3. That's his word, that is biblical. And as long as we do it by the word, by the Bible, my brothers and sisters, it's not that I say, like some prophets are saying or people are saying, I say this, the Lord God says, I'm repeating what he says to you. It has to be what he say. What I say doesn't matter, my brothers and sisters. Okay? What I say doesn't matter. What he says matters, my brothers and sisters. So when he says something, we don't put our opinion next to it. No. God says this. This is what it's going to be. We can explain things to people. Verse 10, hear therefore the word of the Lord, O you exile, whom I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Who sent them away? The Lord. This is why the many questions that people have, they think that we're telling people, move here, go there. No. It's when the Lord say to move, you move. And if he's telling me, give you an example, this community in North Carolina, is it going to come to pass? I asked the Lord himself the same question. And he says, it's God's plan. Okay? It's going to come to pass. It's his plan. There you go. That was the answer he given me. It's not my plan. It's God's plan. And so when he said for something to be done, it's going to be done, my brother and sister. Jesus himself, when he was questioned about his own teaching, he said, heaven and earth will pass, but not my word. And he always told the people it was the word of the Father. Okay? Very important. Hallelujah. Verse 21, that says the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, concerning Ahaz, the son of Keloyath, concerning Zedekiah, the son of Masaiah, who are prophesying lying to you in my name. Nothing will go unnoticed by the Lord. Nothing. Prophet speaks from God and deceive many people, his people. And even if some will repent and not follow the prophet. But if he deceives people and many people are lost, they will not go unnoticed by the Lord. Nothing goes unnoticed by him. All these people that have preached prosperity and have misled so many people that are even in hell with them, very angry at them for leading them there. You think God, because they're already been vaccinated and their bodies, their souls are down there and their bodies are still here, you think that they are unnoticed by God? My brother and sister, let me keep reading. Behold, I will hand him over to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he will slaughter them before your eyes and all the four prophets in Babylon who you follow shall die. I don't like to say, and I say only what the Lord tells me to say, are people dying. But a lot of these that are vaccinated, that gone down to hell, their soul, are never coming out of hell. They had lied to the people from the pulpit. They have misled many to take the vaccine, one. And for years, I've been bringing them crooked message of prosperity. They're never coming out of hell. The only time they're going to come in hell is to the white judgment, to be judged and being thrown in the lake of fire. They're never getting out of there because they should have never looked at the gospel as a way to make money and become rich themselves. And have a limo driver and private plane and the greater hotel and the greater everything while people are suffering and going hungry around them. And it's begging them for a few dollars and they totally ignore them. Oh, none of that. God have ignored. This is why they find themselves where they are and wondering when are they getting out. I heard a prophet this week say that a lot of them are going to stay there and perish. They're going to perish. That was a strong word I heard from the prophet. The Lord Jesus told her this. They're going to perish. My brother, I believe it was Sister Celestia. The Lord says to her, there's no, excuse me, There's no escaping for these people. There's no way out. They find themselves there, and they may see even other people leave at the end of the 7 year day. That's it. That's it. What they did, they should have never done. They gave people false hope. They said this nation will be great again. And when they took the vaccine blindly, Pope was taking the vaccine. Jesus was standing next to me. He was not supposed to take the vaccine because he knew of the effect by the elite. He was led into his own captivity by trying to be smarter than other people. You can never outsmart God in his judgment. Never. He thought he could take it and be fine. My brother and sister, no, he's not. No, he will not. They're falling in their own trap, Jesus says to me, while standing next to me, speaking to me. He said, they're falling in their own trap, he says to me. I said, when death removed his soul, and I saw the two demons taking his soul, and he tried to fight, come back to his body. No, you're coming with us. And they kept going with him. And I saw when they order a demon, you come in, horrible demon, into his body and put the demon in his body. And from there on, who he is today, even his own people are noticing him as different. The last time, according to the media, the news, a man rise and said, you are false. You're not the real one. To him, a faithful follower, yell at him on television. Why is this happening? Because people are realizing his order, his change is totally different than the one that was there. My brother and sister, God will not be mocked. Everything they've done over all this year, taking advantage of people, now they're falling into their own pit. And there's no way for them to get out. It's by the order of the Almighty that death is acting, my brother and sister. It's by the order of the Most High. That's what the messenger says to King Nebuchadnezzar. In his dream, he saw the messenger and said, by the order of the Most High, let the tree be cut down. And let his throne be removed from him. And he, in the matter of the dream, he understood a little, but it went from him. And he needed someone to understand the message, or the messenger through the message. The message from the messenger. And Daniel, when he understood the dream, he was troubled and silent for an hour. And when he opened his mouth, he says to the king that he worried that this will be for his enemy, my brother and sister, because to Daniel, this was the most stronger punishment he heard of any man receive, being turned into a beast where he totally loses his mind and act like a beast of the field. And Daniel, I don't know if he saw King Nebuchadnezzar afterward. But I can tell you this, that after he was changed, after these people get changed, they go hungry for me. They go out hunting to feed themselves with great devouring anger. My brother and sister, a total beast. Imagine when this guy changed, his parent was there at the table with him. He started changing and looked at his parents. He threw himself through the back door of the house so he will not eat his parents. Because in the very moment he was changing, he still had a little bit of his brain to think, if I change here, I'm going to eat my parents. Because that's what they look for, me. He looked at his parents and ran through the door as he could, because as his feet was growing and his arm was stretching as a beast. My brother and sister, he knew he was losing control right away of himself. And he would change in the kitchen, he would have eaten his parents. That's the type of the situation that is starting any day. We are in the season of the beast. The Lord says to me, you have entered the season. In other words, as the people are being vaccinated, they came out with a lie this week. Some scientists are coming out with a lie. Let me tell you what the lie is. You see, these babies that are being born out of the vaccinated family, totally black and look like horrible things, beasts, practically. Horrible. Black eyes, dark skins. Now they're coming out saying that the Indian in this land of the U.S., over 100 years ago, they look like this. And they went back looking for this image. And now they're telling the family, now, oh, if your sons are being born this way, don't worry. There's just the Indian blood coming out now. BG not deceived. They also going to have an excuse for the rapture. They will have an excuse for the rapture. Quickly, after the church is gone, they're going to give people, as they say, really convictable excuses. Where people can say, well, if you say that they were taken by aliens, that they've been coming among us for years, but the government has kept all this hidden, now they will have to come out and tell us a story. And they're going to go on television and tell people the story. Oh, yeah, we knew they've been coming. These people were just taken by aliens. But we're getting ready. You know, we'll stop them. They'll give people all kinds of hope and lies. And people will keep believing the lies because they're not repenting. If you're not repenting to the Lord, they will give you excuse where they will convince you and keep you in the lie. And you will see the world where you'll see the beast going out hunting people, and they'll tell you this is only a disease. This is just another variant. They keep coming out with variants. This is just another variant that is turning people into beasts. We knew this variant would come, so what we need to do is kill those people because they're already converted into those variants. It's just another COVID-19 variant. Huh? I know the variants. And they'll convict the people. People will be, okay, yeah, let's the government and the army take care of those werewolves and beasts because that variant got to them and so many people changing into that. And I remember seeing the army with their tanks shooting at these werewolves and beasts, chasing them up and down because I guess they got the variants and it's so bad that they need to hunt them down. Oh, my brother and sister. The deceiver is going to keep increasing, keep going on. My brother and sister, trusting into a fallen world, wicked, evil world. The only hope the devil is giving humanity is death. Death. The increasing of death's lie. He's stealing everything that they should have, hope in God. My brother and sister. Verse 22, because of them, this curse shall be taken up and used by all the exiles from Judah who are in Babylon, saying, may the Lord make you like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire. Huh? You see that? God knew that if he did not bring his judgment upon these people, the lie would only increase. And more people would have fallen under the lies. Okay? Because of them, the curse shall be taken up and used by the curse, the variant. So that's what the curse is today, the variants. The variants will be coming out to the Isaiah, Judah, and Babylon saying, they will be keep telling people the same lie. More variants are coming. Now they're predicting more variants to come out. They're already predicting more variants. More lies, more deceit to push people to get the vaccine. My brother and sister. Because they had acted foolishly in Israel and have committed adultery with their neighbor wife and in my name has spoken falsely concorded word which I did not command them. And he who knows I am a witness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Notice how God even using himself as a witness. My brother and sister, he's not saying go ask so and so. And if he sends someone to us on so, it will be true. But he says, I am he who knows, and I am a witness, saith the Lord. I am he who knows. I have seen it. I have watched them do this thing. And he put himself among them as a witness. That's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My brother and sister, God said I'm a witness. Hallelujah. So how can they be excused or justify themselves? This nation, this country, these presidents that are promoting the vaccine, the deepest fire in hell will consume them. The worst part of the lake of fire will be their homes for all eternity. My brother and sister, their fire will never be quenched. My brother and sister, it's going to be terrible for them. All this are pushing their vaccine agenda, wicked evil agenda upon people. They're going to suffer that forever. Forever will be the punishment. God had done so with his enemy back in the times of Babylon. He's going to do it again. Also, you shall speak to Shemaiah, Nephilim, among the entire in Babylon, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, because you have sent letter in your own name to all the people who are in Jerusalem, to Zephaniah, the son of Masaniah, the priest, and to all the priests, saying, the Lord have made you, son of Nia, priest instead of Hodadiah, the deputy priest, to be overseer over the house of the Lord, and every man who prophesy to put him in the stock and the iron of color. Now, therefore, continue the letter from Hananiah in Babylon to Hananiah in Jerusalem. Why have you not rebuked Jeremiah Antonon, who prophesied to you? For he has sent word to us in Babylon, saying, the captivity of Joseph will be long, build houses, live in them, plant garden, and eat their fruit. Zephaniah the priest read the letter to Jeremiah the prophet. They came the word of the Lord to Jeremiah, saying, send this message to all the exiles, saying, thus saith the Lord concerning Hananiah and Nephilim, because Hananiah hath prophesied to you, although I did not send him, he hath made you to trust and lie. Therefore saith the Lord, behold, I am about to punish Hananiah and Nephilim, his descendant. He will not have anyone born to live among these people, nor will he see the good that I am about to do to my people, says the Lord, because he has spoken and preached rebellion against the Lord. Every word said to God's people, even if it was said like the Lord has said it, will bring greater punishment upon the life of anyone who have ever sat in the pulpit in America and around the world to tell the people to line up to take the vaccine. That alone will be great punishment on these pastors, these churches, and these leaders. I believe God would have mercy on your soul. If you went and took the vaccine and you never told anyone to go take it, but if you told people that the church will have a nurse and a doctor and a table and 3,200 by seeing for the church to be vaccinated, and you went supported this evil, wicked agenda of the devil, oh, my Lord, I will not want to be in your shoes. I will not want to be where you are, whoever you are, because God avenges his people. And the wickedness and evil these churches has done is going to bring great punishment upon them, my brother and sister. They should have gone to the Lord in fervent prayer and fasting, even if it had taken 40-day fasting with no water and no food. They should have gone to the Lord and seek of the Lord for guidance, whether they themselves and the church should be vaccinated. My brother and sister, and they would have gone, they would have received from the Lord such a greater end and such a greater awe, like they never heard before. It would have been a no, never vaccinate my people. And you would have a clear understanding not to do so from God. The end no would have been great. Because the no from God is as much anointed as a yes. A lot of people are afraid of no. But they don't understand that no carries an anointing like yes. Don't be afraid of no. It's anointed as the same as yes. Very anointed. No is like yes from the Lord. Because it is to save your own life. It's to save you from hell. How can no be evil? No is good from God. Because he tells you, don't take the vaccine. That's a good no. That's a very anointed no from God. But you were looking for a yes. You love your anointed yes. But for years you've been rejected all the anointed no from God. Don't take the vaccine. Don't follow the evildoer. No, don't follow those prosperity messengers. No, my children. No, my son. No, my daughter. And God would have been giving you all these anointed no. You know all the anointing you have missed on from the no. Because you've been seeking unto anointed yes. But the fact of the matter is that all the yes you've been receiving have not been anointing from God. Has been from man who God at one time anointed to bring his gospel upon his people. But because they turned their back on God, you cannot serve your master, Jesus said, because you will love one but hate the other one. And so their master became money. They began to hate God and began to reject him because they're in love with the God of money, the God of this world, brother and sister. And they had a feeling, like some people say, that God was going to give them an anointed no, but they wanted the anointed yes. And they went and got vaccinated, my brother and sister. And because they're so popular now, the demon that is put in that body, when he comes to the understanding of the popularity of this body and the pulpit, he wants to go on the pulpit now and speak and tell people and give them a very convincing message now that it's okay to take the vaccine when it's so evil and so wicked will separate you from God. Father says to me that those that will take the vaccine will not be part of his kingdom. Oh, this really was hard for a lot of people. When they heard me speaking this way last year, they didn't want to hear me no more on the Lord's Hour. They were angry. They were hurt. How can he come and give us this anointed no on the Lord's Hour? Because they love the anointed yes. They don't like the anointed no. That's how a lot of people go about their day every day. An anointed no is not in the language. It has to be yes. Well, I'm so sorry because I learned from my rabbi, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When I wanted to do my own thing, he says, no, my child. Do it my way. He gave me an anointed no. When he disciplined me, and he gave me many anointed no for my own blessing. A lot of people don't know this God who is so anointed that his yes is anointed and his no is anointed. They love the God who only the yes is anointed. No, my brother and sister. No. When God led Abraham and all of them, Isaac, don't go down to Egypt. He gave him an anointing. No, stay there, Isaac. I will bless you there. Isaac, knowledge and understanding was his grandfather or his father, Abraham, went down to Egypt in the time of the famine. And Abraham found provision. He came more wealth out of Egypt. But he forgot that his father went through a lot in Egypt. And now the famine was upon the land. And Isaac was about to pick up his wife and all he had and go down to Egypt. And God says, no. Gave him an anointed, clear no. And you know what? Isaac submitted himself to that no. Submitted himself to God. And he received that anointed no and stayed there. You know how many people fight with that no? No, 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 no. It's anointed as yes. And it's for our own good. It is for our own blessing. My brother and sister, no is anointed as yes. Why have you been running from no? Don't run from no. When God says no, say thank you. My brother and sister, thank you. You know what's best for me. Isaac, do not go down to Egypt. Read the story yourself. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, read the story. When God says no, it's a blessing for us. Anything that comes from him, Joe understood this. When his wife says to curse his God and died, how you are spoken like a Gentile woman. Curse your God and die. Like a heathen woman. My brother and sister, because we will receive the good, he says, and not the evil. In other words, if he allows this into my life, he will see me through. He will deliver me through. He will be with me. My brother and sister, I gone through a similar situation. I had my baby in my hand in the hospital, dead. My first son, Joseph, 5.5 months in my hand. The nurse was the first time delivering a baby. Put it in my hand after my wife had it. Right there, I was helping the nurse deliver the baby in the hospital. And the baby came out. And she was so nervous, she put it in my hand. I was holding my baby still alive, my brother and sister. And I saw him die. I was crying out to God. I didn't understand the no. I didn't understand the no. But I do now. I asked Jesus why that I went through this. And he says to me, it was my will. You may not understand it now, it's my will. Now I understand it, my brother and sister. The anointed no from the Lord is so powerful. It goes so far. Hallelujah. Not my will, Lord. May we say like Jesus. May we say like the Lord in Gethsemane, about to be arrested, be beaten, and be crucified. It was like his flesh did not want to go through it. And he says, Father, if it's your will, remove this cup from me. But not my will be done. Thy will be done. My brother and sister, we are to be praying that his will be done in our life as it is in heaven. Let his will be done in your life. Never seek for your will, but his will be done. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua, because he knows what is best for you and I.
Alimu reke, ando tulamajide kruti.
of rain, that it shall rain it shall rain, and I will pour out my spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Nosotros aquí estamos, debemos mover, te adoro.